Welcome to today's edition of the Storefront Backtalk podcast series on security. I'm Evan Schumann. Creating a secure IT environment is a mythical test. No system can ever be secure. At best, you can do everything you can to make it more secure than it was an hour ago. To do that, you need to test and test in as many ways as possible. But how to test is the issue. PCI 2.0 took a shot at sketching some testing guidelines, and not all their suggestions are without controversy. To help us test their tests is Aaron Reynolds, a Verizon Business Security Principal Consultant. In terms of this particular testing issue, do you think they got the balance right?
I actually do think they struck a good balance. I mean, let's take an example here, going off of maybe how a good percentage of the industry had interpreted wireless AP testing and detection previously, which was, hey, I pretty much have to use a WIPS-type solution, whether it's on a quarterly basis using NetStumbler, Kismet, something like that, or whether I've got Air Magnet WIP solution within my environment. So let's take an example of a retailer with 5,000 locations, no authorized wireless within that environment, and I have this requirement in front of me. If I'm going to address this requirement through a wireless solution, I'm actually introducing wireless into an environment that previously had no wireless. I'm also spending several hundred thousand dollars, if not millions of dollars, to address one requirement that, in my opinion, has a much smaller risk reward in terms of deploying a wireless solution to detect in the event that somebody might plug in a rogue wireless device. Therefore, opening the door for other creative ways to address the requirement, NAC solutions, locking down switch ports. I mean, if I can lock down all unused switch ports, monitor the configuration of the switch itself, and maybe augment with some network-based testing, looking for changes. I think the money and effort spent on that solution over the money spent on a WIPS-type solution, in my opinion, has much, much greater reward in terms of the overall benefit of that solution.
Are you suggesting that the focus should be more on protecting the data, regardless of whether it is accessed wirelessly or wired?
Yeah, I think that's one way to look at it. I mean, ultimately, I think when it comes down to it, the standard in this case is actually looked at risk versus cost, and I think for the most part they got it right. They're allowing for a good balance. QSAs are still going to have a say in terms of if a merchant tries to get by with the absolute bare minimum and say, I'm just going to do physical inspection, QSA still has to sign off on that. They're going to take a look at the overall risks, the data. Is it storing data in the environment? Are we transmitting data? What does the network look like? Access to the data, physical security. They're going to look at the big picture, and I think that's the way to look at it. This gives merchants an option outside of spending millions of dollars on a solution that might have marginal security benefits overall.
How close did PCI 2.0 get to getting the testing parameters correct?
We certainly saw a number of clarifications for security testing that actually provide greater flexibility in meeting PCI requirements. I'm going to start with what may be debated as the most controversial, which is rogue wireless AP detection. In the changes for rogue wireless AP detection, there's several testing methods that were now included: wire-based scanning, physical logical inspections, network access control or NAC type testing, in addition to, of course, wireless IDS/IPS.
Can you summarize the controversy? And I think the physical is a big part of that.
Yeah, most definitely. The controversy, and certainly, you know, coming off of the July 2009 wireless SIG, I think a large percentage of the industry consumed and interpreted that document to mean that the only way in which to achieve requirement 11.1 for scanning of rogue wireless APs was to use some type of wireless IDS or IPS solution. it's going to be very controversial for those organizations that spent millions of dollars. And I know some organizations that spent over $1 million trying to address wireless AP detection across thousands of retail sites to find out this point in time that they might have had some other options at their disposal, which include physical logical inspections. By no means would I say that alone physical logical inspections but would be reasonable for most, if not all, environments, but I think the flexibility that's provided is that there is some merit to physically inspecting systems, depending on how they're designed, whether they're, for the most part, tamper-resistant. Depending on the environment overall, physical logical inspections could be very complementary to other types of tests for looking for suspicious or malicious activity within the environment.
There are some who have questioned the inclusion of the physical inspection as being a step backwards. Do you see any merit to those concerns?
Certainly merit if one were to interpret the inclusion of physical logical inspections to be all that would be required. And I certainly didn't read the change in that light. I read it that in addition to, say, wired-based scanning and maybe even NAC-type testing, that physical logical inspections would have merit in terms of identification of potential rogue wireless access points within an environment. It's definitely going to depend on the environment. Wouldn't say that it would be the right choice in every scenario, and certainly by itself, I wouldn't say that that is an acceptable approach for wireless detection. I think it was intended to augment other approaches that fall short of a true WIPS-type solution.
For the Storefront Backtalk podcast series on security, this is Evan Schumann.